This is the Seabed Daily Text. But encourage one another daily. Getting beyond our bumper sticker theology. Hebrews 3:13. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Consider this, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today. It's tempting and would be easy to rip this text out of its context and interpret it through the lens of our time, allowing our own cultural mix of stories, fables, heroes, and folklore, also known as movies, to tell us what encouragement really means. I can already see the refrigerator magnet. Encourage one another daily. Or the bumper sticker. Encourage one another today. Upon seeing it, we would hasten to pat someone on the back, tell them they could do it, or commend the waiter for doing a good job and feel like we'd done it. And while there is always ample need for kind words and thoughtful gestures, let's not confuse them for what the Bible is talking about when it says, encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today. But did you see what I did back there with the refrigerator magnets? I left out what may be the most significant word in the verse. Did you see it? It's the first word, but. Conjunction, junction, what's your function? There is a strategically placed word here. It tells us this admonition to encourage one another as long as it is called today is in contrast to something that has gone before. It calls us to explore the context. As my New Testament ninja Bible teacher, Dr. Ben Witherington III, fondly says, a text without a context is merely a pretext for your own text. If you've been with a daily text for any length of time, you know this is a no-fluff zone when it comes to the biblical text. We are learning to read well together. The context here is fascinating. And we will take a day or two to explore it in some depth, as it will reveal significant layers of nuanced meaning for us. Let's look back one verse earlier to verse 12. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. We must encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, not because we all need more attaboys and pats on the back. It's way more serious than that. This cuts to the very core of the human condition. The nature of fallen, broken human beings can be diagnosed as follows. Quote, a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Unquote. But we have been saved from the penalty of sin by the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. Sin still crouches at the door. And we aren't talking about mere bad behavior here. And the temptation to have a second piece of Aunt Myrtle's coconut cream pie. Behavior is a symptom. Sin is the disease. We need a far more robust understanding of what sin is and how sin works if we are to truly understand what grace is and how salvation works. Our typical view of sin and salvation is very transactional. And though there is definitely a forensic dimension to sin, it is far more complex and sophisticated. Verse 12 perhaps gives us the most succinct definition of what sin most deeply is, an unbelieving heart that that turns away from the living God. This is why encouragement is so essential. Hear the text now with the context. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today. Finally, you've undoubtedly noticed what else got cut out of our refrigerator magnet and bumper sticker version. The whole second half of verse 13. More critical context. So that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. The human heart is so easily deceived, and sin, also known as an unbelieving heart, is unbelievably deceitful. Behavior management is not the cure for sin's deceitfulness. This is like taking cough medicine for lung cancer. The ongoing Holy Spirit chemotherapy for the deceitful sin cancer of an unbelieving heart is thick encouragement. More on that tomorrow. We will be going to Meribah. The prayer. God our Father, forgive me for my flat and thin way of engaging the revelation of your word. Jesus, as the word made flesh, would you be our teacher, causing our hearts to burn as you unfold the scriptures, the very here and now wisdom of eternal life? Just as your spirit inspired the word, may the Spirit now interpret it to my inmost being, that it might work itself into every conceivable expression of my life, for my good, for others' gain, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. The question, how are you resonating with this connection being made between the nature of sin and the call for encouragement? Will you help dig this well? Or would you rather go back to the bumper sticker? For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.